Climbing. Climbing on shoulders to view the street, the same now, retreating, but different then, hoisting him by his middle, watching beyond the waving hand, until after little years he slumps, then rises manifold, turned to the rejoicing, hiding something sweet behind himself, watching, crawling up the sides of his container, all joining hands, turning his way and that way. He sits so straight when the eye is upon him, falling backwards into his own arms, leading forwards and out. Let us draw him in and put our hands together, swallow him on inspiration, hold our breath and turn to face the eye in flight. We can look up at it and smile, look down and inscribe his features on a piece of paper, grip the surface, and draw him with the wrong hand. Then he will stare into space and try to remember his next move. Turn and we can rejoice in his memory, repeat it, an image of home. Buttoned into our bodies, counting our hands and feet, we drift forwards, each other checking for attempts to interlace our fingers, meeting ourselves as we come the other way, and stop a moment, stop to watch the raising hand, stop to look away. Bearing down on the back of his head, nothing changes after big years. We are still as small as we ever were, pulling at the lines on the blank surface, or as big but blinder to the middle distance, passing the space from hand to hand. He has found a vantage point, leg raised to climb the next step up. Nothing will stop us looking, wrapping ourselves around ourselves and swinging forward and beyond, the same now, but arranged on different levels, bringing each other home, leading each other into the distance, a series of still moving bodies along the street, looking over his shoulder.